our officer award programs is usually during the spring of each year. Because of COVID, obviously, many things have changed, and unfortunately, we had to move our 2020 award program ahead. But today, we want to announce those recipients of this year's awards. In the life-saving category, Frida Williamson, Shelley Burns, Kelly Burns, Paul Short, and George St. Paul all stepped out and assisted someone in preventing a loss of life. And we want to commend these officers. In the Meritorious Award category, Major Terry Appleby, Chief William Dreschel, Gulfport Police Officer Marlon Champagne, New York City Police Officer Curtis DuPont, Gulfport Police Officer Curtis Northfleet, Captain David Nunley of the Baptist Health Science University located in Memphis, Tennessee. Also this year, in the Valor Award category, we recognize Kevin G. Brooks, a security officer who assisted police in taking down an armed man involved in a shooting and assisting several victims. We're also recognizing Martin Fuller and David Combs in the Valor Award category. In the Purple Heart category this year, we recognize Kevin Devine for being wounded in the line of duty and Paul Shoeberry for being shot and wounded during the line of duty. Excellence in Action. This award is given to those who are consistently going above and beyond the requirements of their duty. Ilona Gindro, Glenn Summerdale, Glenn Martinez, Calvin Rowe, William Gindro, and Charlie Poinsetter. In the Lifetime Achievement Award category, these awards go to Paul S. Williams, Deborah Moore, and Lincoln Thornburg. Educator of the Year this year goes to Paul S. Williams. Security company owner is bestowed upon Billy Howell. Law Enforcement Officer of the Year goes to Officer Preston Scott. And Campus Security Chief of the Year goes to Chief Michael Martinez. We also want to recognize for the first time the Private Police Officer of the Year, Major Albert Gorman, Washington, D.C. We appreciate all of these officers, both public and private, going above the call of duty, oftentimes risking their own lives. Each year, it is our esteemed pleasure to be able to recognize those men and women who put on the uniform and the badge every day and go out to make a difference. Congratulations to all of the recipients, and we look forward to those that will be nominated and selected next year. But in the meantime, I want to remind you that Private Officer International can issue an award anytime during the year. It doesn't have to be during an award ceremony. If you have an officer or you know someone who deserves to be recognized, please contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Helpdesk@privateofficer.com.